Right. Next up, though, we have a very special guest. And the P1s have been asking for this guest because this is the official horse racing show of The Ticket. And we usually get the Kentucky Derby winner on from time to time. Well, joining us now is the Derby winner, Medina Spirit, who also just tested positive for performance-enhancing drugs and is awaiting the B sample to come back from the lab. Good morning, Medina Spirit.
Uh-oh.
Are you with us?
Hey, guys, how y'all doing?
We got a delay, yeah, I think.
Thanks
yeah.
for having me on. Well, can I just say something here at the outset?
Sure, sure.
That it is really difficult what I'm going through right now. This has been very hard on me and my kids. You know, I have 114 kids.
I don't know if that's already
made into the wiki yet, but and all these kids, my kids are getting bullied at horse school, and other ponies are saying their dad is a doper, and
terrible.
I mean, it hurts. It very hurts.
It, yeah, I mean, it must hurts. Very hurt, yes. Well, we have to ask you the question right up front. Did you take performance-enhancing drugs?
Craig, thank you for that question. I've been tuned in on the Sports Day app, and I guess I got to say, I mean, it's really a pleasure listening to y'all's show. P1, baby.
No.
You know, it's true that I've had some substance abuse problems from way back in the day. I used to party pretty hard. There was one time in my life I was doing so much cocaine.
What?
I remember one time laying on the floor of the Chateau Marmont, looking up at the ceiling, feeling like my heart was going to beat out of my chest. But I quit all that stuff years and years ago with the help of a 12-step program. That's why this news story about me testing positive is just so surprising to me.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a surprising detail you just gave us. But yeah, Bob Baffert says that this is just all a bunch of hooey.
Well, you know, let me say, that Baffert is about the biggest piece of S I ever worked with.
Oh,
I don't
man.
Trust that guy. No, I'm serious. I mean, he just has this win-at-all-cost attitude that I don't agree with. And, you know, he just does weird, shady stuff. I mean, like, for example, he snuck into my stall the night before the big race while I was sleeping, you know, trying to get my Z's, because that's important for an athlete. And he snuck in my stall that night before, and I felt this sharp pain, and I woke up, and I look up, and there's Baffert standing above me, silhouetted by a lightning flash, and I noticed he had a syringe that he quickly then ditched into a biohazard red box, and I thought I was dreaming. I thought it was just a bad dream or something, but it didn't hurt my performance none. Next day, I ran my ass off in the Kentucky Derby, and I won the damn thing.
That sounds suspicious.
See, that sounded like he drugged you or something there. I think
that son of a bitch Baffert drugged me. I knew he was going to ruin my career, and doggone it, he has. I swear to God, George and Craig and Jordan.
Yeah,
my boy break into Baffert's condo tonight and wrap a tire iron around his neck.
Whoa.
Roundhouse donkey kick right to his nutsack. Freaking guy.
Yeah, that sounds.
It was an incriminating story that you just told about him, so that's probably going to make headlines
by the lightning.
So what are you going to do now? You going to fight?
Hey, listen, guys, I got to go, want to say, people out there want to know if Medina Spirit is a drug abuser, and I'm here to tell you, well, Medina Spirit is not a drug abuser, but I'm a huge drunk, man. I love freaking tequila.
You probably shouldn't be saying that.
Hey, when y'all going to have Bush back on? I really like that.
Yeah, one day we will.
All right, I'll let you go now.
Okay.
Thanks for letting us go.
That was quick. Hey, Medina Spirit. George W. Bush followed by Medina Spirit. That's pretty awesome. Only on The Ticket can you hear something like that.